Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore, left back Abby Carrington. We got through to another final, but that was a bit harem scarum yet again.
Yeah, tough game. Like I say, they took the lead sort of early on. Wigan, and sort of set the stall out from the start. But you know, I tell the girls all the time, we've got to keep believing the way that we play. You know, we've got to keep doing things that we keep working on, and time will tell. And you know, it came in the 89th minute, but the important thing is it came in the end, and you know, we won 2-1, so really happy.
Yeah, I think we, most on the stats that sort of like I was hearing off Rob, we looked like we were deserving it, because we had, I think it was at 1.8 corners to nothing. I'm not even sure they got more than one in the end out of the whole of the match. So that means that we were pushing, and they seemed to be trying to hit us on the break. Did you see it like that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I went to watch Wigan a few weeks ago, and that's sort of very much how they play. They do play on the counter attack, and you know, we did have the ball in long periods of the first half, and you know, the start of the second half, we dropped off a little bit and gave them a little bit too much space. But yeah, it was very much that they were looking to break on the counter, and maybe we were playing some difficult balls up to the back, which were bouncing difficult, and our defenders were sort of trying to read it. But we dealt with it well in the end, and you know, we managed to get the win. So that's all that's important.
From a spectator's point of view, they look more like, it seemed the closest to me to Bolton in the way that they played. Did you feel the pressure the same way yourself, Abby? Do you notice teams much differently?
Yeah, I think they was definitely different to what we play like in our league. I think they was like a lot tougher to play against than other teams in the league.
They're organised, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think they're like pretty fit, and some of the girls were quite tough as well. So yeah, there was a decent side, but obviously we just kept going and battling, and we got there.
Yeah, I think we probably deserved it overall. If you look at the amount of attempted chances and the way that the game flowed, we were looking like we should have won it, but they nearly won it with about 5 minutes to go on that one right near the end.
Yeah,
the corner.
I think it was a sign of tired legs as well. Again, you know, a breakaway attack, and Kirsty's had to make up, you know, 60, 70 yards, and she sort of fell a bit short, and the girls got in, but you know, hopefully the pressure got to her a little bit, and you know, she's missed it, and then we've gone up the other end and scored. So you know, at the end of the day, we've all in all, like you say, I think we've created more chances than them, we've had more possession than them, and I think we deserve the win to go through to the final. Yeah.
So it's the final against Bury.
Yep, final against Bury.
And that'll be back at Bootle.
That's at Bootle, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be, is that the 7th of May?
It's been moved back now. It's the week after, so it's the 14th of May at this moment in time.
Right.
So 14th of May, we've got plenty of time to prepare for that. That will be the last game of the season, so hopefully we can finish with a win, and you know, who knows what else we've got at that point as well.
Yes, because we've got another cup final before that in the Manchester FA cup final. So there's lots to look forward to, and you never know, we've got Bootle in a fortnight's time. If we can get a few fans down there and cheer more along. Do the fans make a bit of a difference for you, Abby, you think?
Yeah, I think definitely a big difference. It's like you say, when we had that Bolton game and there was quite a lot of people there. Like, I know that it just does help a lot. It's like today with them, when they're cheering and stuff, it gives you that extra boost to, you know, keep going.
Right, you heard
when
that.
When you got tired legs.
You heard that, folks? Get down there and try and get down to Bootle, or try and get to a home game and cheer the fans on, cheer the players on, because as fans, everybody counts, from the management through to the players and everybody. Right, thanks
Absolutely.
Very much,
thanks,
Luke
Neil.
And Abby.
Cheers, thanks. Thank you, Neil.